Dr. Schneider dictating a 1280 EKG on patient Lisa Fosbury. On 1/10/24, Mrs. Fosbury performed a 1280 EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves normal. The paragraph impression normal EKG. Next, 1280 EKG on Christopher McMullen. On 1/10/24, Mr. McMullen performed a 1280 EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal. The paragraph compression normal EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Stevens, STEPHENS. This goes to Dr. Liebman. On 1/10/24, Mrs. Stevens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/3/23. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Stoffels, S-T-O-E-F-F-E-L-S. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 1/10/24, Mr. Stoffels performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/13/23, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression. Minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Richard Cato, C-A-T-O. This goes to Dr. Atluri. On 1/10/24, Mr. Cato performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96% period. The patient achieved 345 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 90% period. In paragraph impression, minimal reduction of exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Ann Wigan. This goes to Dr. Bocook on 1/10/24. Mrs. Wigan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/12/23, there's been slight improvement, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing slight improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Smith. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 1/10/24, Mr. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 9/5/23, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Johnson. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 1/10/24, Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted. Compared to a prior study dated 4/20/23, there's been no change, period, no paragraph compression, normal study. Thank you, period.